Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, I always start each hour of my programs, whoever, approaching the interesting things that are going on in the world. And certainly the world of medicine is an important area for us to have expertise, experts, and not necessarily guests, but in residence is Dr. Ken. He was a resident, what, 35 years ago? How long ago were you a resident?
I was an intern and resident at Duke University, 1982 to 1985.
What's the difference between being a resident and an intern?
Well, these are just historical terms, I think, postgraduate year one through whatever they call it now. But and traditionally, the first year after medical school was considered your internship. And then after you do a year of internship, which is a good general background, where you're the low person on the totem pole, you do all what doctors call scut, all the work that no one wants to do, but it's where you learn the most. I learned more between, I was a Duke University Medical Center intern from July 1st, 1982 to June 30th, 1983. I have no idea what happened that year except at Duke University. And it's like a year out of my life. Mm-hmm. But it's a year, and it was like Marine Corps training. It was like being at boot camp. These were the old-fashioned days where you can't, it's illegal to do this. I was on call every other night.
Really?
I would come in at 7 a.m. and I would leave the next day at 7 p.m. So I was working essentially for 36 hours and then go home and just recuperate. And I would never want to do it again, but I never learned more in that 12 months. I would never give it up. I regret that it's illegal to do it today because I just learned so much about medicine. Medicine at 3 a.m., you're learning as much as at 3 p.m., and at 3 a.m., there are a few people around, and it's up to you, and you have to make decisions, and that's where you really learn medicine.
So what do you remember, though, when you're that tired?
Well, there were plenty of places in the hospital to sleep, and you wouldn't be awake all that time, but you would be available, and you would learn how, and for people who can't function that way, you know, they learn to do something else, because by then, you've done it for a while in medical school, and you know whether that's the right course for you, and there are plenty of positions in medicine where you work shifts, you know, you can do, you name it, but there are a lot of different specialties in medicine that don't work like that. You work on shifts and you, but some of us species can function like that. In cardiology especially, obstetricians especially, you know, they just learn to get their sleep and they learn to function when they need to. And if you can't, you don't do it.
Yep, there it is. So the prescription for understanding and knowing, Dr. Ken, available now for you at 888-553-7536. I suppose because we'll be here next weekend, that can be our a Christmas program, although there are a lot of people who are starting to travel already, and people are worried, I don't know if worry is the right word for it, but concerned the California storms like that. I remember we talked about this once earlier, I don't know if this year or last year, I don't know, the conversations you remember, but as you were saying a few minutes ago, sometimes all the blur when it took place. The essence of storms and what they dredge up, hurricanes and tornadoes and big wild winds, do they necessarily by themselves cause sickness, illness?
Remember the big storms that occurred in New Jersey?
Yes, Sandy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a report out just this week that the number of heart attacks and strokes in that area dramatically increased in the few days and weeks after Sandy. And the theory is that the obvious, that people were under incredibly increased mental stress, yeah, and they also had to do physical activities that they were not used to doing. So without a doubt, what other interesting studies in the past, like what you're suggesting,
in big football towns, a sport you love, we know, that have lost big games. The numbers of heart attacks increase in that city. So mental stress, without a doubt, is a huge factor. People undergoing divorce, losses of children, are at huge risk of having heart attacks and strokes because these are the biggest mental stresses that we know.
What about the things that they might carry with them, the sort of germs, bacteria, things that get blown around? You know, you think about what happens with Sandy? Sandy, I suppose, or take any storm as it blows around.
Remnants that are underground and then people are not exposed to them. Right. Interesting thought about why that might create issues, but I would expect that to create more infectious disease, lung issues, and what you see, and you know, you do see people get cuts and infections from picking up things they shouldn't, but what you really see unexpectedly in these areas of high stress, such as Sandy, are the cardiovascular issues, the heart attacks and strokes.
Dr. Ken practices in Mount Dora, Florida. His office is called Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic. You can reach him there by dialing 800-LAKE-CARDIO or locally 352-735-1400 for an appointment to kind of get the drift of what's going on with you and your body. This is something that's very important. As we all age, we need to know what's going on in our bodies. You need to be in touch with all aspects of your body. You know, if there's something that's happened this week to you, 888-553-7536, somebody in your family, some association with the devils, if you will, the devil that gets inside of us. We every week spend a moment or two on what's going on with the Affordable Health Care Act and how it's impacting us and the changes and what may get fixed and what will never be the same. You find, and I find, as I talk to people who are trying to find a way of getting service, that it's harder and harder to get service. We have a story this week about doctors in the HMOs that are not available as they used to be. What's that scoop? What's the news?
This is a huge study report that actually comes from our government, and I think it's accurate. This comes out, Doug, from the Office of Inspector General in the Department of Health and Human Services, and it's something that we talked about months ago, a prediction, an unexpected consequence of Obamacare. Medicaid-managed plans, Doug, they're obliged to offer enrollees an adequate network of clinicians, but half of those listed in provider directories are unavailable for an office appointment. What the study did was call the listed doctors in the network and see if they were taking Medicaid patients. And when you sign up for Obamacare, so many people are getting Medicaid. It is, and if not that these physicians, what they discovered was the physicians, nurse practitioners, and other clinicians were not simply turning away Medicaid patients. Most of the unavailable clinicians were not participating in the Medicaid managed plan at the listed location or at any location. Some of them had withdrawn from the program, left the practice listed in the directory, or Doug, they had retired. And some drew completely blanks from the receptionist, like, I never heard of him or her, that doctor, from the receptionist that picked up the telephone stating that. These findings suggest that the actual size of provider networks may be considerably smaller than what is presented by Medicare managed care plans. My advice, there's so many lessons from this report. When you are shopping around from insurance, make sure you see who is in the network of physicians, and if you like one of the physicians in that network before you sign up, call and make sure that that doctor is taking new patients. For all of us, the number of primary care physicians and specialists, the number of primary care physicians that are available available is getting smaller and smaller. You need to get yourself hooked up with a primary care physician. When you don't need one, this is an internist or a family physician, because you never know when you're going to need one, and then you may want to build yourself a provider network, a provider group for yourself of specialists in the particular medical problems you have, so you know where you're headed, so when you really need them, you're not struggling to find one, because it is getting harder and harder.
888-553-7536. Make Dr. Ken your doctor on the air. 16 after the hour. One of the things that Ken gets asked a lot in terms of the sorts of things that are not necessarily mandated for care, but how you take better care of yourself so that you look better and you feel better, because that always has a demonstrated positive impact on how you are physically. You feel good about yourself mentally, and then you're going to be better physically. And when you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, there are ways of fixing that problem that are well researched. Right, Ken?
Thanks, Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone just in time for Christmas and holiday season. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He also saw results the first day he used it, she tells us. I've also had remarkable results, she says. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix, it's an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in just 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
And if you call now, express shipping is yours free when you mention Dr. Ken's name by dialing 800-822-6145. Lots of good reasons to get this for yourself or for other people that you think would be receptive. This is a good stocking stuffer. 800-822-6145. Because you get express shipping before Christmas, you can order it now. Make sure that you'll get it. Don't lose anything except bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes. 800-822-6145. Interesting name for a product. Genucel. The cellular structure is what makes the difference. They understand, have done the research. That's why Ken likes it. The cells will respond to this. Get rid of the puffiness in the bags. 800-822-6145.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide are optimistic about 2015, including increased revenue expectations, hiring plans, and business outlook. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, many are looking to expand operations this year, with 51% of entrepreneurs planning to hire more employees, up from 31% last year. In addition, small business owners are confident in their business growth prospects, as more than 6 in 10 small business owners expect to increase revenues this year. Nearly 7 in 10 owners say they will grow their business in 2015 by targeting new customers and opening new locations. David Solis, Small Business Specialized Sales Executive at Bank of America, discusses the increased optimism among small business owners for 2015.
Small business owners are more optimistic about growth for 2015 than they were a year ago. Though many have expressed concerns about issues like healthcare costs and the current regulatory environment, they're really optimistic about the health of their local economies and their ability to grow their business.
To view the report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
888-55-DR-KEN, email to drken@drkenshow.com or to me, Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, going through the medical news of the week, things that will impact you, things you ought to know. You ought to know more about yourself, so help yourself to 888-553-7536. There are two or three. Oh, time to get up. There's the alarm clock. Come on, Ken, up and at him. You wouldn't believe it. Ken has been in bed for the first 20 minutes of the program, right? Up and at Adam, I want to talk with you in a minute about the whole business of sleep. There are so many things that at this time of year people are worried about. Well, can I pay my bills? What am I going to get for Christmas? What's going to be going on? Sleep apnea. I saw something about how a good night's rest is very important for all. I mean, we know this, but when you're with somebody, are they allowing you to have a good night's sleep? If you're uncomfortable with the person you're sleeping with, one wonders how to fix that other than getting divorced. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here as it comes up to 21 after the hour on the Good Day Health program.
up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. You have a question about yourself, your spouse, the kids, friends. Everybody's walking around with some unanswered questions, and it's getting harder and harder to get to see a physician. So I'd love to help you get to the next step, give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Write it down. No paperwork, hopefully little weight, no bill. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536.
Hi. In terms of news, there is a lot of controversy always about flu shots. This year, perhaps even more, because the flu shots don't seem to be relative to whatever the strain of flu is. I know you've had some recommendations about that, whether we get a flu shot or we don't get a flu shot. You know, my feelings about flu shots, and I don't know how to modify that, especially in light of the fact that it just seems foolish. Why would you get a flu shot when the strains of the flu material aren't applicable?
May I answer that?
Yeah.
Fantastic question. This year's flu shot, which is manufactured months before the flu actually appears, has to be anticipated what is going to be next year's flu. So there's some guesswork, educated guesswork. This year's flu shot, and maybe 1 year out in the future, there'll be a magic flu shot that covers everything. That's the big dream, but we're not there yet. But this year's flu shot covers four different potential flu viruses. And what we've learned already is that one of the four that is out there this year, actually is out there, has already mutated away from what is in the vaccine. So the vaccine covers three of the four viruses that are out there this year. Now, even though it doesn't cover one of the common strains that's out there this year, it does give you some benefit. So if you do get the flu, although it won't be as effective, we're thinking it's going to be about 60% overall effective this year, which is lower than usual. But if you do come out down with the flu, the feeling is that it won't be as severe. And why get the flu shot is because the flu still kills an average every year of 30,000 Americans
primarily the elderly, the very young, or those with chronic health problems. There were a few high school students this week that were reported dead because of the flu. This just tears your heart out.
Where? Yeah.
I know there was one in Pennsylvania.
All right, but the thing that was so confusing and annoying about this, frankly, is that the essence of what happens with people who get more and more every year, we hear more and more people. If you look at Doug, my Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day, you'll see dozens of people who have stories about getting flu shots and getting sick.
Well, let me address that, because you're feeding this fire.
Well, I am, because it happened to me.
Wait a second, give me a second. This was reported this week in the medical journal Vaccine, that more than 40% of people believe the myth that the flu vaccine can give you the flu, and even correcting that misconception might not convince them to get the vaccine. It's like they interviewed you for this study, Doug, and all your clones. This is a quote from a professor at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, the real Mayo Clinic, and he states that it's biologically impossible to get the flu from the injected vaccine. I've been telling you that for years, because it's an inactivated vaccine. Maybe theoretically, and I'll tell you in my experience, I've never heard of it, but maybe theoretically, and I'm sure someone has an issue, when you inhale the live vaccine, you can get it. The problem is, it takes a few weeks for the vaccine to work, and most people get it too late, like we're giving it out right now, so it's already spurred in Orlando. We're finally hearing reports of people finally getting the flu, so people are now worried, so they come by, they get it, and then during the incubation, it's too late. So then they think that the flu vaccine gave it to them, but it's not. It's that there hasn't been enough time for the flu vaccine to take effect. A quarter of the people surveyed were extremely or very concerned about the side effects, and most of the flu vaccine this year contains protection, I said, from about four different strains of the virus. All four will circulate this year, but unfortunately, one of these four strains has mutated.
All right. So there it is. Think about it as you will.
I am convinced, Doug, of
888. Well, especially when you say it takes 2 weeks to take effect. 888-553-7536, 27 after the hour.
I'm Phil McGinn for KillerApps.tv. The 2015 International Consumer Electronics Show unveils all the latest tech. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with these brands for an inside look.
Samsung introduced the world's first curved SUHD TV. Now, this TV delivers the most accurate color display, giving you 64 times the color expression than conventional TVs. The fifth generation Intel Core processor delivers premium performance, better graphics, increased battery life, while enabling all of these devices that are thinner, lighter, and more powerful than ever. You're going to get up to 2 times the battery life. And also, they announced RealSense technology, which enables gesture controls, 3D scanning, immersive chat, and a whole lot more.
What about smart shopping, smart homes?
Eco ATM is the safe and convenient option for people to properly recycle their old devices, their phone, tablets, their MP3 players. You can actually get up to $400 at more than 1,500 kiosks across the country. The Whirlpool Smart Top Load Washer and Dryer. This is really cool. It's the next generation in connected laundry. It has an intuitive touch display that ask you what you want to wash and how you want to wash it. It even has custom cycles, and families can also make automatic preset donations to Habitat for Humanity.
What's the latest in accessories?
OtterBox has come out with their Resurgence Power Case. Now, this packs more than 2 times the battery life of an iPhone 6 into a slim case with maximum drop protection. They also announced the Agility Tablet System. It has a magnetic mounting system that attaches to different wall mounts, power systems, and docking stations.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Ken, come join us. We'll update you on all the healthcare news. I read all the journals that you need to know about, the ones your doctors are reading. I take the practical breakthroughs, the ones that can increase the time you're on planet Earth and also improve the quality of your life. And we deliver them in easy-to-understand language each week at this time. And you can join us. The lines are open. There's some places to help get some help from us. And if you wait, I promise you'll have to wait. You won't have to wait right now. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in our 50 United States, 1-888-553-7536. One more time, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N.
So sleep news this week. If your partner is a snorer and you can't sleep and you're staring at the ceiling, is there a challenge that can be met here? First of all, snoring is caused most of the time by sleep apnea, right?
Well, let's untangle that, because a lot of people snore, but a fraction of those have sleep apnea. But on the other hand, people who have sleep apnea, most of those do snore. So it's just a warning. Sleep apnea is a very important problem. We used to think it was just one of these fascinations and not much to think about, but it's very important. 25% of men, adult men, 10% of adult women have it. It's very common. You actually stop breathing while you're sleeping. Most people are snorers. Many are obese, have large necks. And if you sleep with a sleep apnea person, they give off this characteristic noise when they awake, gasping for air. And it's very important that this be treated, because it will interfere with quality of sleep, so you'll be tired
And that's the way one of the ways a signal that you're dealing with this, even after a great night's sleep, you're still tired. The other problems are, besides making you tired, you won't lose weight, you'll get obese. Other problems, your blood pressure. One of the major mysteries of why a lot of people have blood pressure issues, even after we look at all the other culprits, is because they have untreated sleep apnea. Untreated sleep apnea also leads to heart problems. The coronaries can get blocked. The electrical system won't work properly. So if you do have sleep apnea, talk to your local sleep expert. Most of them are pulmonologists, lung specialists who get interested in sleep. And this is something that needs to be taken care of by an experienced sleep doctor who can then adjust treatment. And many people don't like the CPAP options, but there are some other clever options out there if you talk to a sleep expert who can tailor it just for you.
Do most of the people who have sleep apnea need to be on a diet?
Well, many of them, unfortunately, are obese and losing weight. For those who have mild sleep apnea, sometimes nothing more than just getting some coaching on the right position to sleep in bed and losing weight can do it. But for more moderate or severe cases, it takes, in combination of what we just mentioned, more treatment.
37 million adults snore regularly. Men are more likely to snore than are women. Why is that?
Why are men more likely
to snore than women?
Could we say that it's due to size?
Whatever. Yeah, if that's what it is. More men are overweight.
And it probably has something to do with the geometry of the anatomy of the upper airway and the larynx that gets clogged up when you snore.
Really? Okay. All right. So there's that.
But women snore. I'll verify that. And that's all I'm going to say.
That is, huh? How about the temperature of the room in which you sleep? There are a lot of people who sleep in rooms that are just plain hot. I can't sleep when it's more than 62, 63 degrees in the room. I wonder if that is also something. And how do you compromise, maybe more than anything else? That's a psychological question, probably more than a physical.
Well, you should sleep in a room where it's comfortable. That's the key. It should be just for sleeping and maybe a little other things. But mostly for sleeping. It's not a great place to watch television. It's not a great place to use any of the devices that have screens. Electrical screens in this dark room within an hour before going to sleep definitely affects the quality of your sleep. Study after study is showing this. And, you know, the bedroom first should be for sleeping.
Mattresses. How important. We have more mattress companies in this country. You can't turn the radio on without hearing Sleepies, Mattress Express, Mattress Preference, Mattress Big Smell. They're all over the place. Everybody's got a mattress store. So how important is a good mattress to getting a good night's sleep?
I think it's very important. And, you know, you'll get a lot of different opinions on this. And, again, I think the key thing, you know, sifting through all of the various strong opinions on which is better, I think it's being comfortable so you get good quality sleep. And I like these companies now where you can have different qualities of your mattress on either side of the bed. And because many people, again, I won't get too personal, but I understand where people don't agree on how the mattress should feel.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have these mattresses that you can divide in half.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. If you're
a
tosser,
it's a fantastic innovation.
There are all kinds of things that are part and parcel of this. Not an easy thing to solve, but something that you need to solve. You need to work on it. You need to do the research and get good mattresses. Make sure that you agree one way or another on how it is that you get the best rest and be sensitive to your partner.
The key is keeping all the distractions out of the room.
Yeah, right. Okay. So the sense of well-being here that I'm getting by talking about sleep, there's nothing more important. I think that's what you understand. When you talk about all the anti aging people. They'll tell you you got to get more than, what, 6-7 hours of sleep a night.
7 to 8 for adult men and women. And the kids, there's a report out this week that almost all American teens are sleep deprived, 90% of them. This is in preventing chronic disease. Teenagers need 9 to 10 hours a night. 90% are not getting it. Schools are starting earlier and earlier. Big problem in America.
Well, the problem is
the devices.
Damn devices, exactly. And I don't sound like someone.
They're all texting. I live with a teenager, and I know. There's just so much you can do.
Well, you know, it's your house, and it seems to me there ought to be some rules. Unless the what suffers are the futures of these people, because they're not doing well in school because they're sleep deprived. There's a carry forward here with all of this stuff. These devices are damnable. They are creating.
They have changed our culture.
Zombies. Right. They've changed everything. And it just isn't this. They're up in the middle of the night texting each other. They leave them on. They go bing, bing, bing. Every time there's a text that comes in, it is asinine. And parents that let their kids have them, it's kind of like playing football. I think at some point in time, you have to exercise what it is that the responsibilities are for a parent.
And mom and dad don't use them at the kitchen table either.
What an example that is. 888-553-7536. Lots of things that we're working our way through here today. Fewer hospital mistakes are saving lives. This is an interesting overview of what's going on, what hospital life is like. The guy who took out the wrong organ or sawed off the wrong foot. I mean, we've heard these stories over and over and over again, but these mistakes are going away. Is that because of consciousness? Is that why is there less of a problem now with that than there used to be?
This is because of a huge focused effort on everybody who works in a hospital and regulators. And this has been a huge effort in the last 10 years. You know, I've been working in hospitals for over 30 years. I go back to the first time I walked into helping a hospital, probably be the early 1970s, and as a student in high school. And I have seen dramatic changes in quality and efforts, a lot of it driven by the patient. But an awareness by hospitals and the people who work there, the administrators, that we need to do something. And finally, I think we're seeing the results of huge efforts and serious efforts. This comes out of Health and Human Services Department this week, that for many years, hospital mistakes and hospital-acquired infections have been one of the biggest killers of Americans. But patient safety, Doug, efforts at American hospitals seems to be finally paying off. An estimated 50,000 more patients alive today than would not be if hospitals kept making the same number of mistakes they did in just 2010 when things were hopefully turning around. But hospital-acquired conditions include things such as falls, pressure ulcers, infections at surgical sites, pneumonia caused by a patient's ventilator, catheter problems, that's a huge issue, when you get a tube put in, for example, to help with urination, and problems with patient drugs. Drug errors. And hospital patients experienced 1.3 million fewer instances of harm from 2010 to 2013, and this translates to a 17% decrease over the three-year period. My advice, if you go into a hospital, make every effort not to be alone. That is, have someone there who loves you, be there with you as much as they allow.
All right, let's spend a moment talking about your hair. We concentrate a lot talking about Gengisel in your face. Provi is a product that you can use for your hair to get your hair back. This is something, again, research is terrific on this. This is a product that was really the people are highly motivated who come up with these products that we talk about, but their essence, their research is so essentially good in order to get Ken to sign on. The things that are going on that we describe are things that actually take place, and the research proves it. So when it comes to Provia, cleansing your scalp, cleansing the pores, getting things open so that the hair follicles can grow again, one of the important reasons to look at Provia to get your hair back instead of going to some guy that's going to charge you $5,000 to move your hair from one part of your head to another, Ken.
Exactly, Doug. Save that $5,000. So listen up, guys and gals. If you have not ordered Provia from Chamonix yet, now is your best chance. Tis the season for the Christmas and holiday sale at Chamonix. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she tells us, my hair was getting thin mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well, she tells us. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Might just be the best gift you get this holiday. Provia works, so your money back. That's why I like it.
All right, and when you call 800-543-5817 to order Provia, mention Dr. Ken, and you're going to get free express shipping. Again, a good thing for this time of year. Give it to people that you know who are follicularly challenged. I love using that. Follicularly challenged. It almost sounds like something on holiday. Folliculi, follicula. 800-543-5817. Okay, so that was corny. 800-543-5817. Provia. You will try it, you will like it, or you will get your money back. And yeah, as Ken suggested, your hairdresser will notice. 800-543-5817. It cleanses the pores, gets the glunk, my father used to call it, that comes from these cheap shampoos that you use. We're not faulting you for that. Sometimes that's what works. 99-cent store, don't buy shampoo there because it'll plug up your pores. Well, you buy it because it's good for Provia. Plug them up and then you have Provia to unplug them. 800-543-5817. Provia makes nothing but sense.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The Doug Steffen and Ken Kronhaus collection of information and the presentation of same every weekend at this time. Good Day Health, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com. Here's an email from Hans. Wants to know who you recommend, or is there a school for anti-aging? Is there, I'm not sure what the question may be about. Where do you go to get information? The whole business of anti-aging expertise has become a sort of medical profession in and of itself, has it not?
It is. This is a little bit of an area more out there, outside of the traditional world. So there is an American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and you may want to give them a call and find out. They always have a group of physicians who participate in their way of seeing the world, and I think that's what you're asking me about.
I'll twist it around my own way. In terms of the ability that we have to live longer and healthier, that's something we all strive for. So the anti-aging people, whether they're all natural or whatever it is,
Let's move over to the more traditional. Now you're asking about the more traditional approach, because there is actually a group of specialists called them anti-aging specialists, and they are part of this American Academy, and I thought that's where you were heading with that. But again, I, as a traditional cardiologist, am definitely interested in helping everybody who comes in front of me to help them prolong and live longer. And there are so many things we talk about it all the time, and to the point where hopefully everyone's aware that, you know, what you eat, exercise, not smoking, being an ideal body weight, knowing your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your weight. Those four numbers, you get those in the normal range, and you'll live probably longer than 90% of the people. And if we could get everybody into those normal ranges, we would probably have 80% less heart disease than we have right now. So those are some things that you want to do. Obviously, don't smoke, breathe clean air to the best of your ability, and live a stress-free life. And those are the foundations to anti-aging, Doug, and limit your sun exposure. That is what I would do. Diet is so important. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, a little bit of turkey, and fish.
There's some meat, yeah. Well, proteins. You remember, we were talking last week about sugar and how it affects you.
Sugar is worse than salt in producing blood pressure. News this week.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here. 51 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on with Doug Steffen. Good Day Health.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
About 53 past the hour, 888-55, Dr. Ken on the Good Day Health program. We were talking about sleep apnea, and I just said to Ken, I Googled it just to sort of get an overview. This is the new world order. I was just knocking technology only in the fact that the using these devices that are around all the time was keeping people awake in the middle of the night and making life miserable for a lot of people. Having said that, however, the technology of being able to find information very quickly is I think a benefit of all the technology. So anyway, back to talking about sleep problems. That's one of the themes
themes. Oftentimes we have a thread through the course of the program that develops as we discuss one or two different issues. And so I'm thinking that this particular focus on sleep problems, what I came up with is asthma and how much of a problem asthma may be, and how much more, never mind as far as sleep is concerned, but asthma in general. I came up with a list, Ken, of the cities in our country that have the worst problems with asthma. Tucson, Kansas City, Phoenix, Fresno, New York, El Paso, Albuquerque, Indianapolis, Mobile, Alabama, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Those are the 10 cities in the country that have the biggest problems with asthma. I guess you, in the dry climes like Arizona, Tucson, Phoenix, etc., Fresno, well, that's not that dry up there. That's a farming area. But New York, is it because of all the dirt and dust in the air? Is that what causes?
Oh, yeah.
Creates that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Los Angeles isn't in the list. Interestingly, if we used to think of Los Angeles as the dirtiest air, it's really been cleaned up a lot.
And there are some unexpected consequences of poor sleep that people think, oh, I'm just going to be tired. But sleepiness causes more auto accidents. It also dumbs you down. It increases the risk of leading health problems, heart disease, heart attacks, irregular heartbeats, strokes, diabetes. It also kills your sex drive.
Mm-hmm. Ah. All right, let's talk about that. There's a study this week about infertility in men and what causes it. What's the creation? Where do you go to get help for that?
Exactly. Guys, you need to know about this. And women, you love a guy, stay tuned here. Men, this is out of the medical journal Fertility and Sterility. Men with low sperm counts, Doug, poor sperm motility, and other abnormal semen production are at greater risk of having a number of health problems, including heart and vascular disease, skin diseases, disorders relating to other hormone systems of the body, and an increased risk of cancer and early death. So fertility is closely tied to overall health in men, is the upshot from this article. So if there is a fertility issue, just don't think that it only affects your ability to create a child. I think that any guy who's dealing with fertility issues needs to get a head-to-toe exam, a good internist or family doctor to do a thorough history and physical, and make sure that you're not dealing with any other issues.
Yeah, what would be some of the other issues?
Well, heart issues, circulatory issues in any other part of the body, skin diseases, other hormonal systems, the adrenals, the thyroids, and cancers and early death.
Oof. All right. Here's a story. Women and the men who love them need to have this information. If you are a woman who's overweight, just losing 5 pounds can cut your risk of breast cancer down substantially, eh?
Exactly. This is great news, because we think about drugs for breast cancer, but imagine diet coming up as good as any of the chemotherapy that is often recommended. This comes out of the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium just this past Friday. A lot of new results reported. Losing 5 pounds, Doug, could dramatically reduce the chance of dying from breast cancer. Trials on 2,400 women treated for breast cancer found that death rates a decade later were almost 70% lower among those with some of the deadliest cancers who had lost weight. That's an incredible effect. Diet appears to be as effective as any drug in tackling some forms of the disease of breast cancer.
Ah, wow. Diet, I guess it makes sense, because you're thinking a lot of times cancers are caused by fats. A lot of people who are men who are obese get all kinds of cancer problems.
Exactly.
Just prostate cancer.
They also reported this meeting that eating a low-fat diet may reduce the risk of early death in some women with breast cancer.
Sleeping is one of our major themes. Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on how to get a great night's sleep. Help yourself. You're here to fix yourself by listening and doing. 888-55-DR-KEN, 59 after the hour. Good day, health.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.